Hi everyone, this is Dr. Shepherd, and welcome to the Align Family Wellness exclusive patient podcast. It is my goal to educate and empower parents to raise healthy kids naturally through chiropractic care. I hope this podcast provides you with extra education and knowledge that will help you to understand more about chiropractic care and the ways we can serve you and your family here at Aligned Family Wellness. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Aligned Family Wellness Patient Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about kids getting sick. And you know, when I'm recording this, it is fall and kids are already starting to get sick. It's back to school. And I want to talk about just how not to be so fearful of your kids getting sick and why your kids get sick. If you have children that are sick all the time, how this can be a problem. And so we're going to just kind of talk about how we can keep our kids healthy and, you know, kind of some of the basically background of why your kids are sick all the time. So the one thing I want to say starting out is that kids are going to get sick. So I feel like ever since COVID, everybody is so fearful when their kids get sick and are like, oh my gosh, my kid is sick. It's actually not bad to have, you know, fevers and coughs and germs. They're not all bad. You know, fever is very, very beneficial for the host, like the child. It helps to build our white blood cells. It, you know, if we let the fever ride, if we let it get to where we're actually, you know, safely able to get those white blood cells kicked, we are actually more resilient the next time we're sick. Cough is an important defense mechanism. If kids are coughing, they're expelling stuff out of their lungs that they're like that are irritating their lungs. So what do we do when our kids are coughing? We give them something to suppress their cough, a cough suppressant. And so that just keeps all that stuff inside. And instead of them coughing and getting most of their stuff out, and we can support their immune system while they're kind of detoxing and getting all of that stuff out. So, you know, really when we see kids, kids that are outside all the time, kids are outside playing in the dirt. If we kind of look back historically at, you know, like demographics of people like, say, the Amish community, that, you know, they're outside, their hands are in the dirt, their hands are in the manure. That helps to build the immune system early on. Kids nowadays are inside all the time. They know, you know, kids rarely go outside, or if they're outside, we don't want them to get dirty because we don't want to clean them off. And so the more they can be outside and exposed to the different germs in the soil, that actually builds their immune system. The problem becomes when kids are always sick. And so I've seen this over and over since COVID, is like these kids that are chronically sick. It's like, you know, if they have a cold this week, it turns into an ear infection next week. Then it turns into a, you know, a strep infection 2 weeks later. You know, these kids get to me and they've been through six or seven illnesses and they're like, help my kid get feeling better. And, you know, we've got a lot of healing to do. You know, having a sickness a couple times a year is okay. But what we need to do is support our nervous system and support our immune system instead of suppressing it. So, we're really not taught how to get our kids back healthy and make them come back stronger and have some like neuroimmunity. So we're going to talk about the four eyes of chronic illness, and that is inflammation, imbalance, interference, like something threw off the immune system, and injury, whether it's physical, chemical, or emotional, can actually be trauma or injury. So the first two can actually be good. Inflammation and imbalance can be good. The last two never are, interference or injury. We need to boost the immune system to be able to rev up, to handle a response so that we don't get to this bad like cycle of our inflammation, our immune system being thrown off. So we need to find the cause. That's what everybody wants to know. Why is my kid so sick all the time? So balance is key. And there is a neuroimmune complex. So basically, if we are in the parasympathetic, the rest and digest portion of our nervous system, we have immune systems functioning. So we can get the stuff out. We can cough. We can have a fever. We can, you know, kick all the germs out. So, you know, sometimes we have some autoimmune conditions, allergies, asthma. That's kind of when that parasympathetic system gets out of whack. So our sympathetic is our suppressive immune system. We're constantly pushing everything down. Pushing everything down. So we either want to get it out or we want to push it down. So, neither side is good for too long. We have to kind of balance that parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, the expressive and the suppressive. So it goes that way with everything I talk about with the nervous system. Parasympathetic versus sympathetic, we have to balance the two. So if we suppress the immune system all the time with like medications, the body steps back. The body says, okay, Mucinex, you got it. And so they are going to, the body's going to step back because it doesn't have to step up when someone else is doing the job for them. So, that is when the immune system becomes imbalanced. So the biggest one that you guys hear me talk about all the time is antibiotics. Like, your antibiotics, your Advair, your Mucinex, it does the job for the body. So the body just chills out and is like, hey, I don't have to work. I don't have to work. And so, what I like to say about the immune system is if you don't use it, you lose it. And everybody has been through COVID. Everybody knows we put masks over our face. We didn't go around people. And what happened? Well, it's been 4 years now. What keeps happening? People continue to be sick because they suppressed it for so long and they covered it up and we didn't let our immune systems work. And so now people are sick all the freaking time. So we cannot let artificial things do what our body needs to do. Yes, there's a time and a place for drugs, medications, when your kids, when scary stuff happens. But for the most part, we just need to let stuff ride, let our body do its job. Our body is smart, it's well designed. So to have homeostasis in our body, it is monitoring response and regulation of all systems, which is done by our master control system, which is the nervous system. So if your nervous system's out of whack, you are going to be sick all the time. And that is, what happened in COVID. I know I keep talking about COVID, but it's such a good example. We were all scared. Everybody was scared. So we were in fight or flight, which then means our immune system is just taxed. We cannot, our master control system is off. Our nervous system is overworked. So we get sick all the time. So that is the nervous system is the harmonizer of our immune system. So we need to talk about the vagus nerve. So this is, you've heard me talk about this in other podcasts. The vagus nerve is a nerve that basically is your 10th cranial nerve and it runs from the brainstem all the way down into the gut. So this is where sometimes if you've heard the brain-gut connection or, like 80% of your immune system is formed in your gut, this is via the vagus nerve. So it signals and activates the sympathetic nervous system. And it also signals relaxation and activation of digestion, respiration, lymphatic drainage, and motility. So if your child is stuck around the vagus nerve, if their upper neck, if their vagus nerve is not functioning, if their upper neck is just jacked up, nothing's moving. So it just that nerve is not signaling. It's like the kink in a garden hose. The water is just trickling out. It's not pouring out. So anti-inflammatory responses are stimulated by the vagus nerve. So the vagus nerve needs to work to stimulate anti-inflammatory response. And we need to have a balanced response. We need to, have that balance of rest and digest, and we need to have a balance of, being able to fight or flight. So a good example is plumbing and drainage system. And I use this a lot in the office with my kiddos with ear, nose, throat, sinus stuff. So all of your ear, nose, throat, sinuses moves into your lymphatics and down the neck into the drainage portal. This is exactly where the vagus nerve runs. Then we move into the lungs and then into the gut where our immunity lives. And then we kind of poop all of our excess stuff out. So the plumbing and drainage system has to be working well. And this is where we see chronic ear infections and we see just a lot of upper respiratory stuff is when this plumbing system gets plugged up by a lot of upper neck issues. Whether that's coming from stress, it can be coming from birth trauma if they're real little, it can just be coming from, just life and their neck gets really tight and that just plugs up that plumbing system. So, Okay, so what can go wrong when there are three types of stress that overwhelm and start imbalances in our nervous system? Number one is thoughts and emotions. So, social issues with kiddos, school, them meeting their milestones, meeting their developmental milestones. If we're talking, adults, it's just life stress, being a parent. Those are our thoughts, our emotions, our worries, our concerns. So we also have physical stress that can overwhelm our nervous system and our immune system, which can be birth trauma. It can be physical growth, falls, sports injuries, and even things like doom scrolling or playing too many video games. That is, just a lot of visual and emotional trauma if we're talking about doom scrolling. Then also is environmental. So not just germs environmental, but just like our food we eat, the water that we drink, the air that we breathe. But sometimes you can have all three things going right and unbalanced lifestyles just happen. You've been traveling more, you've been eating bad, you haven't been sleeping good, all of a sudden you get sick. This is the process. You kind of can watch that happen over and over. You get stressed over something, you're up at night worrying, then you get sick. So this is why we have to control our emotions, take care of our physical body, and really watch our environmental load of toxins and just make sure you're drinking enough water. Like do the basic stuff. So four action steps that you can do as a parent. I just keep asking questions. Those who like I get asked questions all day long in the office. And what blows my mind is that, I talk to a parent, I'm like, well, did you ask your pediatrician why? And they're like, no. And why is your kid sick all the time? Why do we need another round of antibiotics? Why is this not working? Obviously their why is going to be different than my why. My why is going to tell you your nervous system is imbalanced and your immune system's trash. But, it's still ask questions, find a deeper cause, find your tribe of people. And that's kind of where this podcast, our Facebook page, our Instagram is geared towards you mamas, because we are your tribe when you're frustrated and you're looking for answers. And we want to be the ones that provide those answers for you. And by providing those answers for you or your kiddos is when we do our nervous system scans. And that's going to tell us, how much stuck stress is in your child's nervous system and how much stuck stress is in your spine or your kiddo's spine. And we can figure out exactly the treatment plan we need to do to get them adjusted and start healing their nervous system so they are more resilient, so that when they are sick, it just becomes 24, 48 hours, and then we pop back and move on and, live our best life. And we don't continue to get more illnesses and, worse illnesses each time. We get out of that fight or flight system. So the scans are going to measure how we handle the stress, what stress is in your musculoskeletal spine and your nervous system. And so, those are the things that I really tell patients is I need a scan on your kiddo. I need to see, if they have an ear infection, their upper cervical, their upper neck is going to be bad. I'm going to see that on the scan. I had a mom ask me the other day about their kiddo who has just airway dysfunction issues. And so I'm like, I got to see their middle back. Their thoracic spine is going to be just shut down. And then I want to see what their nervous system is doing. Is their nervous system reacting a little bit in one of the scans, or is the nervous system completely shut down? Because it's going to tell us how long is it going to take for that kiddo to heal and for their immune system to, respond. And in some of these cases, the truth is, it is 6 months. It is 6 months of healing. And, when you come to me in the dead of winter and your kids had three ear infections and they're being referred to the ENT and you want me to get them better in 4 weeks, you don't heal like that. Your child is really struggling and they need a lot of support and a lot of help and a lot of supplementation to build that immune system back. And so we have to be realistic about how long it's going to take our kids to heal in the environments that we live in. If we catch them early and, it's like their first ear infection or they got some fluid and it's not really turned into anything, like we can cure that we can help that. I don't like to use the word cure. We can help that in two or three visits. And some of it is just letting their body respond when it is appropriate. If we a lot of you are like, my kid had an ear infection. They looked in it and they said, well, it may or may not be an ear infection, but let's put them on an antibiotic anyway. If it is a viral like cold they're fighting, that antibiotic's doing nothing but destroying their immune system in their gut. And once we destroy that good bacteria in our gut, we're losing that where that 70% of our immune system lives. We are losing that. And so then, your child goes back in a few weeks and they're sick again and they put them on another antibiotic. Well, say you destroyed 30% of their gut bacteria. Now they've lost 30% immunity. So you put more antibiotics in them. Now we're 30% again. So, some of these kids, they're just so unbalanced that it's going to take us a while to build them back up. But if you don't want your kid on the roller coaster of tubes and tonsillectomies and just being on chronic asthma medications, we can help. And what we do, we don't cure those issues. We support the body, we remove the stress in the nervous system so that their body can respond better and not have those conditions in the future. And we see it every single day in our office. And it's hard to see your kiddo being sick. I get that, mama, but it's also hard to not have the answers when you're just being given medication and not being told, how can we support this better? And if we're really struggling and we need some extra support, we can refer you to functional medicine pediatrics. Let's get some testing done. Let's get some blood work. Let's get some answers. Let's get root cause. But the easiest way is to get them scanned and to start getting them adjusted because it's only going to benefit them in the long run. And as they're getting benefits from balancing their immune system, sleeping better, healing, they're not going to be sick as often. So hang in there, mamas. I know this is a tough time of year, but also build your kids' resilience now. When I'm recording this podcast, it is September. Don't wait till, whatever, October, November to start building their immune system because it's too late. We need to start now, start building it. You guys can check all of our social platforms. In the show notes is going to be a link to my Fullscript account. I have just some protocols for just general immunity. If you want to get your kids started somewhere and don't know how, then, check my Fullscript account. If you guys have questions, please respond to this podcast. Let me know what you want to hear more about. And if this helped you and you would like to help others, please share. The only way we help other mamas is to share this podcast and get this information out there. So, if this was helpful, I would just appreciate it so, so much if you would just write a comment or share this with someone and say something kind. So, I hope this was helpful, guys. More to come. We've got more podcasts coming all about this topic and more. So, we'll see you next time.